That's the new meeting. Okay.
All right.
I couldn't edit the first one. That's not really. It's a
Sorry, I keep saying July 26th. It was July 29th, the hearing date. Okay. The grand list, I think, was the 26th. It was handed in. So these are just my emails documenting my concerns about the inconsistencies and the fact that I don't even know why I have to appeal in front of the court, in front of the listeners or the town again. It was like, I'm at this point, I'm just like, I was accepting the 3,600. You're doing contiguous parcels, whatever. They decided to take it further. And that's why I had to show up on the 29th. To her email, it says to do a grievance, form, fill it out. And once again, it says July 8th on it. Yet the grievance is scheduled for the 29th. It's just constant error after error after error. And I brought that to their attention. So, anyway, see, and here's the email I got back that this is the complete email. Whoops, I'm sorry, that's the original copy. So I should give you page one, page two. Because once again, I tried to do this without appearing for a grievance. I was like, if you can clarify for this now, let me avoid it. Tell me why. Release this from there. All right. So I show up on the 29th. Mary, Sue, and John are there. Mary spent approximately 35 minutes explaining, trying to explain and clarify the errors and everything throughout my property cards. I did not submit all my property cards because I was hoping that the town would submit, and they did submit most of them, and you can look for yourself to see where the errors are. So after that, so at that meeting, I did ask, she explained it to me. I still was confused, as was Susan, asked some good questions. And John Zimmer said to me that I should be happy that this is happening now, because when everyone else gets the townwide reassessment, I will already have had an increase. So I should pay for it extra for 2 or 3 years before everyone else. I asked for their notes. This is their notes from the meeting. These are the notes I received that the listers made the day of my meeting. This they were emailed to me. They were extremely light, and that's why, if you notice, one of them looks like it's blank, but it's not actually blank. And once again, I couldn't make heads or tails out of some of this. It was like, well, what are they saying? And
Where's the copies I copied for you and gave you? Because those weren't light. They came out fine.
Well, you can get those if you can. But this is what I got through email, because that's, you got to remember, this is what made me, when I received this through email, that's why I said, can't. I've been brought to grievance twice by the town, not by myself, by the town. And I said, and then this happens. And I also asked for notes for any grievance meetings held on July 8th, any and all. All I got was mine. Okay, their public record, we're supposed to be able to get all the notes. So that's July 29th. And when at that meeting, I brought to their attention that they didn't know I had three parcels, and they kept confusing the three parcels. And part of the problem was what I just explained to you. It had never been corrected, even though I brought it to the town's attention back in 2017, 18, when I bought the additional parcels. Nobody corrected it. So I almost get punished for waiting my line in survey with Shane from True Line. And yes, he finished it in 2024. I filed it, and I gave it in, and it got filed in February. So, in other words, but the other thing is, all these papers, No one ever looked at my survey until I came to the 29th grievance and I pointed out to them, I said, so you're looking at all contiguous properties. Have you looked at all the deeds? Because she was at a select board meeting the night before and they claimed they looked at the deeds, they looked at the surveys, and that's how they valued our properties. Not only me, everybody that they increased. Supposedly that's what they did. But they didn't, because they still had my lots all wrong. They never looked at my deed.
Is it okay to ask a question? So I think you're getting to the answer to my question I asked, said earlier that this would be a question to you. Why the survey? And the survey was prompted by the mistake that you found that the lawyers did in your deeds.
Before I ever bought the house, it was done in the 2010, whenever Dolores Rome and them and the Pointy Boys started taking care of Dolores.
So
So
maybe that doesn't answer my question. Why, what prompted the survey?
the survey was because, first of all, because people around me are buying houses, okay, and La Crosse Farm got sold, and it was an adjacent property, and we started having a little, or she started questioning where our property lines were. So I said, you know what? I just better get a whole survey on my whole property. So anybody that asks me, like, where does the property line end? Well, here it is. That was just, that
And
was
when
my
was
own
that
self.
done, Donna, the survey?
They started it in 2024. He finished it in July 24, I believe. It didn't get filed to, I think I gave it in around the holidays, and it got
I think it
filed in
was
February.
February 10th that it was filed.
But we took a while for it to be filed, which didn't bother me. I was just like, here's the Mylar map. Let me just file it. So
And
that
on July 29th at the hearing, it
of
was July,
2025.
yeah, the July 29th at the hearing. That was when you also discovered that the town had never updated. So they're still looking at old property,
Well,
parcels or
what they
whatever.
were claiming and increasing my taxes on, I'm like, I don't think you've looked at my deeds. I don't think you've looked at my maps. And lo and behold, they didn't, because then what I got in response to that meeting on the 29th, and once again, Mary's claiming that I asked for the grievance meeting. Well, it's all I got. All I got in re I didn't get a denial from the grievance. What I got was fair market value reassessed again. Let's reassess her again, because now that she's brought attention to our map, to her own map, let's reassess her. And look at this. Her surveyor has two more acres, 2 point something more acres than what we thought she had. Okay,
Which
so
then increased the which then increased the
land value.
yeah and so and which brings us to the full circle here. The reason we're here is for the $3,600.
Oh no, we're here for 56 something, because we now, because of all the,
56 what,
it was
Donna?
56,000, I read.
56,000, okay.
Because over the years, I have pointed out the errors. Matter of fact, some of you were at my other appeal, the errors between what's on my property cards and what my assessments are for certain things comparable to other ones. So I, once again, that's why when I did this appeal, I said, I want every error addressed. And it's not my job to correct the town records.
What is your ask today again? I'm sorry, I
Yeah,
missed getting.
we got to get to the bottom line so we can follow. Tell us
My
right
ask
from the
is to make the
beginning.
town records accurate between what's been handed in.
Okay,
Now,
but
there
we
are.
can't do that at this meeting.
Right.
So
Then
give
have
us
the listers
what is
make.
your bottom line number? Are you saying it's off by 56,000?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, let's get back to
All
where
right.
that comes from. And we got like 10 minutes to do it, because then your 35 minutes is up and we're going to say enough is enough. No, it's not this. We're not sitting here 6 hours today.
I'm not asking for that.
But what is your ask today, Donna? Just so we
But
can.
just so you know, I'm at 22 and she was at 35.
I know.
Okay.
That's what he said, 10 more.
So I want I want facts in my record without so many different. If you look at some of the property cards that was that the town had that they gave me for the first grievance day on July 8th that I canceled, they still had Dolores Rome on my property card. And John said, "You have four parcels, not three parcels." And I had to educate him. Okay.
So
This is what I'm saying.
what is accurate records? What is the next ask?
Accurate records that re reflect the survey that a licensed surveyor has put in, to have the proper lots. They have done a land schedule on my property. And even Susan Blackman said, "Oh, when Judy got lost in your property, we walked there, and yeah, that the 5 acres in the middle, there's a stream going down through the middle. It's a lot of swampland. It's
And
not."
again, what is your ask that this board can help with?
Well, come walk my property and get familiar with my property, because they're making a land schedule, and they added two acres. They said 2 acres were added by my surveyor, right? They don't even know what 2 acres it is yet. They gave a value to that property. They're not detailed enough. The other thing they're not taking into consideration, current use. What makes me eligible for current use is the contiguous property of the 43 acres. If I only owned the 23-acre piece, I wouldn't be eligible. If I only owned the house piece, I wouldn't be eligible. And if I only owned that 5-acre piece, I wouldn't be eligible. So when they're giving my land value, they really do need to look at current use, because that's the whole thing about not fragmenting your land. And this is just a picture that gives you some of the topography. And the little dots are the houses, and it shows you the benefit of my land not being developed compared to all the houses around it. But once again, if you look at the dates that the lister's office has sent me papers over the years, you look at my record. I'm asking that the lister's office truly, truly look at my property, correct every mistake, and then tell me what my land is worth. The last and final thing is, you're using my surveyor's map. We had it handy. The map I paid for.
This the one right here, the big that
Yeah,
one's on the left.
I like mine because it's nice and clear and it's from Hemdura. So we don't have to worry about the comfy or whatever. So until they finally looked at, they increased my taxes as of April 1st, right? They didn't look at this until July 20th this year because I brought it to their attention. I'm going to have the 29th. And that's when they finally read the deeds and they realized, oh, that's lot one, that's lot two, that's lot three. And just so you know, purchase first, purchase second, purchase third. Okay.
Yeah, so you needed that middle one to make
But
contiguous.
no, this
Right.
was contiguous. This is contiguous.
No, but this one. Oh,
You can go
okay.
there because I go all the way
Yeah, I
down
couldn't
until
see
you
that,
cross
couldn't
the
I?
road.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But doesn't the surveyor identify it as lot one, two, and three?
That's I'm not understanding your question.
Yes, because they're separately deeded lots. But previously, was that one known as lot one?
Yeah.
In a
No.
the reason I ask is I have seen a lot identified as something on a deed, then a surveyor comes and does it and sort of marks it differently. So if you'll see, if you compare this to this,
Yeah.
you'll see the lots are different. They did change. Okay, let's see. So he identified that as lot one when he did the survey and he had put that deed to it, correct?
Right.
They were
Correct.
still lot one and two and three. They were just a little different shaped and they had different acreage on them than we had in these maps.
No, actually, what happened with the lister's office, they had lot one as this.
This was
Who's
lot one.
they?
The listeners. This was the mistake back in 2017 that no one ever corrected, or 18, whenever the second land was. They labeled this lot one, they labeled this lot two, and they labeled this lot three. The problem is, if you look at the tax bill, okay, this land is not worth anything near to any of the other ones. This is, and even Susan said that at the 29th hearing. She said, "Oh, I walked it when what you call it, Judy was lost." And she goes, "Yeah, I know what you're talking about that." And so to give that, you look at their records. I am not here to point out their mistakes. They need to correct their own mistakes. They give this lot way, way too much value. But the other thing is, if this is a brand new town map, look at this. They have me as one big parcel. They do not have me as three lots. That's Westmore town map. Yet you're increasing my taxes for three separate parcels, and you have me as one parcel.
Is that how all the maps are? Because they're listed, they
Oh,
are, they
you
show
see
the
this?
difference. Yeah, you show the break.
They show the break.
The break is not right.
No, he already established that.
13.9 acres, 5 acres. And it's saying, so the whole one is 40, 43 something. But once again, so the map they're still working off of is incorrect. No one has corrected it, though it's been brought to their attention a number of times. They don't even understand which land that they're making a land use on. They're making a land value on. And how far this goes up, and it's all wooded in that. Once again, walk my land. Come walk my land and see what I'm talking about. It's hard to visualize.
I'm still unclear what
Where?
are you just talking about that acreage that was valued too high? Is that your
Because there's a gully in it and it's wet. Is
Oh,
that what
it's
it is?
not only that acreage. Because that's why I'm saying, that's why first of all, I didn't want to be here today. I didn't want to be there on the 29th. They assigned that day to me. They're the ones that opened up this can of worms. They're the ones that have to undo the can of worms. I can't undo what they haven't undone. So what I'm saying is, look at all my property cards. Tell me where, write a property card that's accurate and show and tell me what my land's really worth relative to my neighborhood, to my neighbors, and to like properties. That's not what I've gotten.
So that's the ask right
That's
there
the
that you've
ask.
just,
Yes,
okay,
that's
so.
the ask. You know why this is all confusing to you? Because it's confusing to me, and I'm the landowner.
Sure.
So how can I explain to you and clarify it for you if I still can't understand all the different things they've sent me? And then when you walk into the town and you see the map and you're like, huh? And then when you go to the first grievance of the day and you realize that person has five contiguous properties and they're not doing anything. I have three contiguous properties. They didn't reassess him. They didn't raise his taxes. So it's just something that you all need to consider. But as far as I'm asking, come see my actual land and see what it's really worth, see what it is. And that's why I went to ask that question, and you said I couldn't ask it at that time. Linda, you were actually the one that asked it, but what are the scales? What are the scales for the neighborhood? I'm at 1.2. Is it 0 to 5, 0 to 10?
Your neighborhood is all 1.2, and it's in the third package of evidence I gave you shows it lists it out. It lists all your neighboring properties and their neighborhoods and their grades.
Okay, my question is a neighborhood scale. What does it range? What's the range of a neighborhood scale in the town of Westmore?
One is average.
What's the range?
One is average. It goes up
What's the
or
highest?
low.
What's the lowest?
In your neighborhood,
No, in Westmore.
the highest I've seen for neighborhood or for grade?
Neighborhood.
For neighborhood, the highest I've seen is 2.5, I think, and I wouldn't take that to court. It might be 2.6. And the lowest I've seen for neighborhood is 4.4.
0.4.
Well, po I've seen a 0.2 once for like a landlocked, wet, swampy piece of land.
And how does grade? What's the
Well, a one grade for a 2-acre lot of site is worth $36,000. So if the grade is higher, it'd be worth it. Now Donna has a 1.3 grade on her 2 acres of land, and it's valued at 48,000, 48,300,
And what's the
48,500.
highest grade on any, a lot?
So, well, you
It
can't
ranges
read
from one to four.
what is normal. And so that it goes up and down from there. I mean, it doesn't go up to 200, so, but it can go up to one is normal. So that's what you go from. And again, if you look at the third package, you'll see what the I listed on the map after, so it would be visual. I listed what the grade was and what the neighborhood was.
So my question is, remarks on this last grievance, corrected land schedule adding 2.43 acres. And according, and then the fair market value changed from 278 to 316. Fair market value changed. So that 2.43 acres was valued at,
$3,200.
well, why did it jump?
What do you mean?
From like 20, almost $46,000.
Yeah.
We're dealing with that change of 2.43.
It changed it from the original, from the second grievance, from the second change. Or it might have changed it. Oh, no, it changes it from the first. Okay, let me explain this because
Yes,
I
why
think there
does
was
it do that?
confusion.
Because that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We assess
Yeah.
as of April 1st, right? So that's why the confusion, all the dates of April 1st, because it's your assessment as of April 1st. That's why everything is listed that way. Second of all, the second grievance that I sent her, it was an increase in assessment, and it said you have the right to grieve. You didn't have to grieve. I did. There is an appointment there. I did set an appointment because it had to be set within so long, but you could have said, no, I don't want to grieve. But that was your option. And
You're talking
that
about
said
July 8th or July 29th?
that, and I was giving you an option. Or,
Which date are you talking about?
huh? The second date, the 29th, the second one you said was just for you, because it wasn't just for you. It was assessment. It was an increase in assessment. And this survey map, okay, was done after April 1st. So we assess up to April 1st. So as of April 1st, we didn't have this to make the change, to make a change. And this would have been changed the next time the maps were corrected. So when we went through map corrections, hopefully we would have picked it up. Maybe not. We do make mistakes. And I need to point out that, like you people following the land schedules, like when I was boring you to death with a lot of what Don I heard Donna say, and a lot of what I heard was confusing was simply her being confused. It wasn't mistakes by the listeners and. I definitely make mistakes. We definitely make mistakes. We're human.
I still don't understand that
Yeah.
change from 278 to
Is
twenty
well, oh,
sixteen.
because it goes up as April 1st. So between as April 1st, every time I did the three increases, it started from the April 1st original grievance, original assessment. So it doesn't increase. I made an increase, and it doesn't show an increase of the up the increase. It shows this is the April 1st assessment. You increased it three times. That's total 56, what she
Okay,
said.
is that
So,
56 because those three different properties
we're big.
were split back into three? So you have three homestead
Three,
sites
right.
on each property. So instead of
Right.
being where, it's worth 30,000 more or 20,000 more per lot because it's a homestead site.
Right. No,
Is that?
yeah, but you look at Hyatt and Bed Hughes, and so we're looking at Hyatt and Bed Hughes at those being a separate lot. And
What are
I
you using as highest and best use resident? What are you using?
as a building lot, like this Hyatt and Bed Hughes for this
As a
acreage.
home, like he said.
Is a home law. And I bit my tongue from saying this, and I did say it originally, and I kept saying that your only recourse here is to determine that maybe one of these lots, its highest and best use, isn't a building lot. Like it's not a good building lot. It's highest. It's not gonna sell for more as a building lot. It's gonna be sold for more as a contiguous property. So and that's where that's as a lister, that's where
So what was
I
the
would go.
second grievance? What was the first and so
The
originally,
first
well,
grievance,
first was 278, then it
right?
went to what?
Okay, I
Because
got this here. The original first grievance was, this is to, the value of her property was 280, was 278,500, and it increased 3,600. So it was 282,100. So the second time when I noticed my mistake,
of the
instead of
acreage.
adding additional building lots, I added that a normal building lot. So the second increase was 34,600. That was, if you look at this,
That's when the whole
if you look
contiguous.
at this, it's still 278. It's still that April 1st value. It goes up from the April 1st value. And so that's when the contiguous lots, the sites got increased
And what did it go to?
quite a bit. It went to 313,100.
And then four was the 2.43 acres brought it to the 3,163. Now, when that went up to 313 originally, was that notice sent to Donna?
Yes, a notice of increase in assessment was sent. And because she withdrew her grievance, if she didn't withdraw her grievance, I wouldn't have had to send another increase in assessment because I would have just said the results of your grievance is an increase in assessment. So, and then she would have to
What date
appeal
was
to the
that?
board. The board. The date of the notice was, it doesn't have your rate, it doesn't have the date of the notice that was sent out, but I do have it in the
Grand list book.
Graham List book when when she signed the well, she signed when she got the notice. So I sent that out. I know I sent it out a week because the grievances, original grievances were 7-8, and I sent out the results of those grievances a week later. So it was like that next Wednesday. So I think they went out the 17th or 18th or 16th. So it was like 7-16 or whatever. And that's why I gave her two options of two different dates, you know, like first of all, it was
And
because
then
it,
she came on the 29th, and that's when you spoke to her about this.
right.
Okay. And, oh, Donna, what was I just going to ask you? What do you think your property is assessed at? I guess that's.
It's overassessed by 50, whatever that 50 something thousand. As far as I'm concerned, it never should have been increased. And that's why my letter says I want all the errors in my property corrected. The other thing to
No,
consider,
that's relevant.
well, that is why let's make this clear. On July 8th, I canceled my grievance. I did not grieve my taxes. I canceled it. It was done, over with. The lister's office, after the grievance, reappraises me again in the same tax year. And that is why they have a problem. You can't date April 1st saying you're only going up 30, 30, 3,600. Oh no, you're going to go up 34,600. They did that after the grievance period on July 8th.
That's when they sent, that's the notice I got was, guess what? You canceled your grievance, but we're going to reappraise you again. So I showed up for the 29th that they chose. I didn't choose the date. They chose the date. And I showed up and let them try to explain it to me again. And it just didn't clarify anything. If anything, I still saw the errors. I said, I'm sorry, but you need to read deeds. You need to look at maps because, as far as I'm concerned, the papers you have given me don't match my
You said
land
that
and
on the
reality.
29th after they had already discovered the 2 acres. Am I?
No, the 2 acres they didn't discover until after the 29th, because it wasn't until after the 29th that they finally went to the Mylar that I filed. They went there after that. Then they finally looked at my deeds and they realized that the Mylar did accurately support the deeds on record. And that's when they said, oh, now see, we're adding 2.2 acres. So, and we're going to say those 2 acres, and they don't even know where those 2 acres are, but they gave a value to the 2 acres. This is the problem I have.
So on the 29th, you did not know there was an additional 2 acres.
No.
Oh, I thought she did.
No.
Okay.
No, no,
You
we
told
that
her on the 29th. You knew.
no, no,
No.
that wasn't the results of the 29th. That was the results of the 29th grievance. That we did look at the Mylar and we did look at the deeds and we said, oh, there's 2.42 more acres. So, and unfortunately, and believe me, Donna, it wasn't nice to do this. It's not like we planned on it or
So
you know.
July 8th was canceled and you came on the 29th. Why?
Because they scheduled it. I didn't ask for it to be
No, I
scheduled.
didn't schedule it. I
It was an
sent
option with the 8th
it was an option.
at that first grievance. Okay.
No, but we got to make, so this is, once again, here we go. Mistakes, mistakes, mistakes. On
They're not
July 8th.
mistakes, they're questions and answers right now. But go
Oh,
ahead.
your questions are, and
Okay.
the answers differ because this is the one that went townwide, which I already gave you copies on the 8th. And then where's the one that from the 29th? What I got sent, it was through the clerk's office. I got a thing saying July 29th, and it says Donna Dezukis at whatever, 1 o'clock,
What
whatever it was.
once you said you wanted the grievance?
Oh, that was a warning for the grievance
Yeah.
meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I
Okay.
never wanted the grievance. I canceled the grievance.
Not
They
the July 8th grievance.
reassessed me after the grievance period of July 8th. That is what brought me here on July 29th. I did not ask for a grievance. You reassessed me.
That's right. And I
And
sent
once
you
again, you
in
reassessed me and gave me dated papers with different figures, both dated April 1st. Can't do that.
it says,
Can't do that.
yes, I can, because that's the stat, that's the paper that comes printed out from the state. It's because it's an assessment as of April 1st. So, as of April 1st, this is your assessment. It's not your assessment today. It's not your assessment yesterday. It's not an or assessment next year. It's your assessment as of April 1st. That's the cutoff date. That's why the April 1st date is there.
Then I should have
Donna.
gotten the then I should only have one dated April 1st. Which one is it? Which is the real paper?
They're the assessment as dated April 1st because I can, the listers can correct a mistake anytime they find them.
Okay, and then
And then they
still
have to wait for the
grievance.
following tax year if it's after the grievance period, which
No,
was July 8th.
I sent you out another option to grieve. It was a correction, and it was a correction as of April 1st, 2025.
The correction was made in July. It wasn't made in April. It was made in July.
So again, it's just a misunderstanding, and I'm sorry that it's not an argument. It's a misunderstanding of the law. The law says I can change I can make a correction back to April 1st and send out a, and then but the law says I have to send out a increase in assessment so the person has the right to appeal.
With the date April 1st, always.
Because that's of as of April 1st, that's your assessment.
So in
Right.
other words,
Which
if you find a something wrong next week, it's still going to say April 1st.
right.
Which is bizarre,
Yeah,
I have
it
to
is.
say.
Yeah,
But
it is.
anyway,
Oh,
that's what
but
it
then
is.
that means we could have grievances every single week. You
Yeah,
could be
maybe
sending
so.
out
That's the law.
assessments throughout.
As
I'd
bizarre as
like to
it
see the
is.
statue on that. I did ask for it.
Donna, on the 2 acres, you're saying that also it's not assessed properly because nobody has gone to look at that 2 acres.
They haven't even designated which 2 acres they're talking about.
Okay.
I know which 2 acres that we're
Oh,
talking about. We have
okay.
a map, and when I have to grade it. So if you look at the grades of the property and you look at what property, you'll see I assigned a grade, a like grade to the like
Can we
property
see
that the
that?
2.42 acres were at were on.
Can we see where that is so we have the
You know
map?
what? I don't know if I have a breakdown of it. Now I always get confused with all these papers.
Because that would be helpful because usually we have to do a don't we usually do a property?
We have to do a site
Yeah, a
inspection, and
site
that's what
inspection.
we'll do it
So we'll
on,
need to
is
know
that
where we're
which
going. Yep.
2 acres we're looking at. I guess I have one question on if you're reappraising a piece of property like that, does it get reappraised at the 2016 total town reappraisal price
25th,
or whatever year it was?
right,
Or does it go by today's prices?
it goes by the 2015 prices.
And
And
how do
there's
you do that?
that there it's built into the
Okay.
it's built into the system. So if I put in when I put in an acre of land, a site, like I said, a one if I put in a one site with a one grade, that's going to be worth 36,000 because that's what the land schedule says as of 2015. And same thing with building. If I put in a 1200 square foot building that's a cape in good condition with there's different variables, it's going to come out no matter who built it or who, where it is, it's going to come out the same price as a like kind
Yeah, it
out.
doesn't have the big jump that we took in the last 2 years.
I'm
No.
still asking between July 8th and July 29th, what was the reappraisal that was done?
Between what?
July 8th that she canceled and July 29th that she
I
canceled.
made a I made an error on the land schedule, and I didn't call them additional sites, and so they were under assessed.
So is that where you brought it to the new property that Deanna said
Right.
contiguous lots and all that stuff?
Right.
That's where you corrected how previously the listers were noting it incorrectly.
No.
You
No, I just made an error when I entered it and called them building lots, and they should have been additional building lots. When you call them additional building lots, they're assessed at a lot more. So they were set that I think $6,000 and $9,000, the two lots. And when I assessed them as additional building lots, that they were assessed at I think 12,000 and 25,000 for the building lots, for the building lots.
But you had already broken that. Where is it from Deanna? How she worded it. You
Yeah,
were.
we had already started doing the
To
reappraisal.
correct property inventory.
Right, yes. Yeah.
But you had already done that. And between the 8th and the 29th, you noticed an error in doing that. And that's what you were correcting.
Right. So I now this thing that we didn't go over, this one you might want to look at. So it has the land surrounding Donna's land. And it tells you it's a neighborhood of 1.2, and it's a grade of 1.1, and it's valued at the site is valued at 37,600. So it compares, so it gives you a comparison that and the idea of this whole.
Which I don't know which lot she's talking about, so can that be clarified, please?
Yeah, it's 380.02.229. So that's a Russell's law. Right here. So it's only a 1.7 acre lot, but so it's a 1.2 neighborhood, okay, and it's 1.1 grade, and it's valued at 37,600. So this one is in back of your land. I can't tell you the name of the property, but it's right here. This is a neighborhood of one, and hence I told you I decreased the value of this land because the neighborhood did seem to be a 1.2, and also the grade. So, but this building lot has a 1 point, it's a 1.2 neighborhood, and it has a 0.8 grade. So I had to look at this, and we knew that wasn't a really nice lot, and we had to look at the neighborhood, and I said, okay, we'll bring that grade down, and I brought that grade down to a 5, a 0.5. So, and
Okay, what's that?
then this one is a 1.2 neighborhood. This is a 1.3 acre lot, or 1.3 grade building site, and the building site is valued at 46,800, which is what one of Donna's building lots is valued at. This one, 1.2 with grade A, is valued at 43,200.
Okay, now that is the most important thing you've said all day.
Yes.
That's the way these
This is
hearings
what
should be run, is you give us comparable properties,
Yes.
you give us
Yes.
comparable properties, and then we compare them and
Yeah.
say, okay, you are too high or you're too low.
Right.
This is it should be easy.
I
We
got two
went through a lot of
more.
junk today.
Really, I got two more. And so let's see, where's Donna's property?
Why is an additional building lot higher than a building lot?
It's not higher than a building lot. It's a building lot, and it's assessed as a building lot. A building lot at grade one in a neighborhood one is valued at $36,000. So it depends on its neighborhood, and it depends on its grade. So, okay, in this case, this building lot is a 0.7 grade with a neighborhood of 1.2, and it's valued at 46,800.
Where is it in
Sorry.
relation to our neighborhood?
This is your property right here.
Maybe up towards Brad
Yeah.
Phillips or somewhere up that way, isn't it?
It's
Is that that's the only 50 something
Kurt.
acres?
It's it, that's Russell's property.
Which
Russell
ones?
Curtis.
This one? Oh
Camping.
no, oh no, camping.
Sorry, it's a D'Antonio. Thomas D'Antonio. And this all goes with the.
Is this submitted as evidence?
Yep. You got a copy of it. And there's this one. And this is neighborhood 1.2 again. This first building lot is 1.3 grade. And the second building lot is a 1.1 grade. That building lot is valued at 46,800. The second one is valued at 39,600. And the bulk land is 0.8 grade. And I didn't put the bulk land because the bulk land. It wasn't comparable for how many acres it was, but I put the bulk land grade down because I wanted you to see what the grade was for the property all surrounding her property. And I think I had, I think that we did good, really good with that. Like I said, the only recourse I can see, and I've said this from the beginning, is to prove that that middle lot with a low grade or crappy is to say it's not a building lot. It's the highest and best use isn't a building lot, and it shouldn't be considered a building lot.
And that's the only recourse I see in this.
And that would take off how much?
It would it would decrease her it from a building lot. It would decrease it from a building lot to a bulk land price. So it probably decrease it the assessment between 12 and $15,000.
That makes more sense now than
Yeah. All right. That's what I went over the first part because I wanted you to kind of understand the land schedule. And I know that was difficult, but remember I was going to have a class on it? I said, no, I'm going to do a thing. And so you can all understand of land schedules better. But and this is often a thing with appeals for the listers. And I hear them talking about it all the time. It's like, oh, you're going into people that don't know what you do and don't understand what you do. And I would appeal to Donna completely. And that is really sometimes you think I'm making mistakes, or and I know it's confusing and I understand that, but really you just don't understand it. And I'm sorry that I'm sure I can't explain it to you. I'm sorry that I'm not good enough to a good enough teacher to explain that to you, so
I'm a
so
pretty
you feel.
intelligent person, and I got to tell you, I can only understand the facts that you present as a lister. And when I look at all the facts you present, there's too many errors that remain in my file. And I would like this committee to demand that the listers truly go over my file and make those errors correct. Not just the one thing she just pointed out now that clarified it for all of us and made it a little simpler. And I do make an effort. I came in the day before to try to talk to you, and you were very uptight. And I gave you the benefit of the doubt because of your surgery. So I was like, I'm not stressing her out. She has major surgery tomorrow. I'm just leaving. But
It's great
that's
to
never explained.
acknowledge people's feelings. But where are we at now?
Okay, I guess we're at the point is if you want us to go look at, I guess we have to, by judging from this, we have to inspect the property.
And have
And
a
that's
report
where
with them.
I'm leaning right now. I don't know if right or wrong is if you say that one lot is not a, doesn't have a building lot on it, then it's probably appraised higher than it should be. So there might be room in there. That's my opinion, but
I would
I don't know.
agree without, but we have to look
Yeah, we
at it.
have
But
to
I,
go check it out and
yeah. Within
is any we have to do it in the next
30 days,
that's
have
what
to
I, that's the
report
only
back.
recourse I
we
think
have to
after
report
that,
back
you
in
know, like.
the 30 days so we have to get up there and take a look at it.
We need three people. The chair has to.
Thanks,
Must report
everybody.
back within 30
You're
days.
taking it home.
I'm pretty free anytime. I can cancel golf if I have
I demand you cancel golf.
to.
Just
I'll
kidding.
put it off. I won't
Yeah,
cancel.
all right.
Don't worry, golf
Thank
season's coming to an end.
you.
I know. That's why we don't miss many days
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, but yes.
We can talk about it after, but
Yeah, I just wanted
okay,
to.
so I know.
Yeah,
I just wanted to know that.
Elaine said the chair has to go, meaning Kathy.
No, I don't think
Who's
Kathy can
Donna?
be involved at this point.
Oh, right. Oh, she was
Then we
in
have to call.
Yeah,
So
so
you're
I'm
on the
not.
chairperson. Oh, then.
Okay. All right.
And
Who else?
I don't know if Miriam, was she still on or was she a
No,
prom?
Miriam never went on.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
so it's the three of you.
Well, four. We got four of us.
Who's the fourth?
Oh,
He came late.
it came late.
He can listen to the tape. It says he listens, but I'll go.
Yeah, I'll
So
go
we
too,
don't
just so
have
we
an
can get
issue.
moved out
Yeah,
of here.
Yeah. But you can come, I think, and I'll check it out. I think it says if you listen to
Yeah.
prior, you're okay to be involved in the decision. So do you guys have a, what is today, the 16th?
I can, like I said, I can do anything.
What about next Tuesday morning?
23rd.
I had an empty
23rd,
spot.
what was
Now
the
25th is a big meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking at something.
How deep in the woods is this acreage?
It's woods. Yeah, I bring hiking boots. I wouldn't wear, I have sandals on.
Yeah, but there's a trail that goes up there.
I wear hiking boot collars on.
Okay. There's a trail that goes up there, right?
It goes maybe one quarter of the property. You need to see.
So well, I'm
you know what? I shouldn't be telling you. The land is to be seen. You decide how
I'm
much
familiar.
Of it
I'm familiar with the property. I was just thinking. I know you have a four wheeler because you brought me on a ride once, and I was just thinking about taking a four wheeler up there.
Is this like between your house and the tree house? That piece in between
Yeah, but
there?
it goes up. It goes as far as Bradley's place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of familiar up to the left of the tree house in that area.
But you're talking about I'm talking about the whole 43-acre parcel.
Yeah.
You've narrowed it, but go ahead. If that's all you want to address, you have that choice. Okay.
But the thing is, whether we walk 5 acres or 43 acres, we're not oppressed land appraisers. We're not going to be able to pick out and say, oh, there's 2 acres that are wetlands, there's 2 acres of nice hardwoods. We're not going to get that deep into
hardwoods.
The
that's why we as appraisers, and because sometimes we can't, I mean, we just can't walk all the way.
Oh, you've never,
but we,
no appraiser's ever been on my land, and
so
you know,
we,
half of it's swamp.
That's why we use comparables. That's why we use like I was showing you. This is what it's like all around, and that's where. Well, plus Susan had to walk the land, so I asked her about it, and that's where I made the decision to lower that grade for that middle property, knowing that it was the comparable land around it was assessed for less. Hi.
Okay, so did you decide the 23rd?
I'm okay the 23rd.
It'll be day in the next week. Rain, and I really don't want to be out tromping in the woods in the rain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't do Mondays. 20. I have PT on Wednesdays, unless it was let me check. I have PT.
You talking about Wednesday the 24th?
Yeah.
Oh, look how organized you are.
That would probably be better for me because I might go to private Monday and come back Tuesday.
You're not going to fit any golf in that week.
Why don't you just make it for the week after? Because I think it's supposed to rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like Linda said.
Yeah, that might be. Well,
Friday. 30 days.
Friday, actually, yeah. It starts 27th, but the girl helping out, help her set up.
Right in the middle of the morning on Wednesday, I have an appointment. This week is beautiful. Let's go right now.
Yeah. I got to get to report before noon.
Wednesday, this Wednesday, I have to go to Dartmouth.
Thursday's supposed to be really nice.
Yeah, I have an appointment right in the middle of that. Elaine.
How about this Thursday?
9:30, that's them out. The 18th. 18th. I have to be here to open up, and then I have, I don't know, Thursdays I have prior commitment.
How about Friday?
Friday, yeah. I am going away for a wedding. I could do it on Monday, but I would have to close, and that's a select board day, and I like to be here for select board day. What did we say, 24th, 25th? 26th? How far away?
Yeah, that'll break.
26th in the morning?
That's Friday. That's 26th.
That's the day after.
Nothing's planned. That's. Let me look at calendar number two.
I don't have to.
And nothing is planned.
I refuse to write a calendar. I said that if I have to write a calendar, it means I'm doing too much.
I'm doing too much.
Yeah, and I'm going to quit sometime.
Okay, the 26th looks promising.
Okay, it looks okay to me too. I don't think I'm. There's no doctor's appointments or anything as of yes. Is that okay with you? Or you?
What time are we talking?
What time are you guys?
Because it's so dewy and wet in the morning, you don't want to start before 9, I wouldn't think. Just because of, unless you guys, no. If you don't, I don't care, it doesn't matter to me.
Are you talking 10-ish?
Yeah, 9 or 10.
10, yeah. Okay, so 10 a.m., and you have appointed, Linda.
We're saying the 26th. I'm making sure I have the right Friday.
Yeah.
Andy Lane Inspection Committee for Friday the 26th at 214 Goodwin Mountain Lane. And where do we meet? Or you'll have to. The acreage is in the middle of places, right? It's not on the edge of Hinton Hill.
Oh, she wants us to kind of look over the whole property.
Well,
you
know.
Well, if you park on the right of way, that's the beginning of the property. So then you can decide what. I'm not telling you what to do. You can cover what you want to cover, but you're welcome to park on my right of way. That's right there. And you can even pull on the grass. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But that puts you in the center of the property. So then you can go wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
I think, Donna, that. If you're with them and you can show them around and point them out things, that would be to benefit.
Because we can right. walk anywhere.
Right.
We don't
yeah.
know where we're walking.
You know, the property lines.
Yeah.
You know, we could be on Liz's land property. And
right.
not know.
Well, you'll know if you're on her land. She'll let you know. She'll call the troopers. Well, I mean, you can decide to arrive. It's 10 o'clock. I'll be on my right of way, and you can just tell me what you want to say, and I'll just bring you to whatever you want to say.
Okay.
You mean the right of way, or where it branches off and goes to the towards the treehouse, or where are you?
The right, the like, yeah, when you come down Goodwin and it bends, you go straight onto my right of way. My big lawn is right there. You're welcome to park right there. That's the beginning of the right of way.
Is that a treehouse trail?
Yes, thank you. That's Trias Trail. Yeah. So if you park, you don't have to park on the right of way. You can park on the grass, and then you'll see that that's lot one, lot two, lot three.
Does that right of way, other people have that as a right of way? Is that
oh, because I own land. I'm all the other people.
Okay, nobody owns
nobody else owns that right of way. No one else needs to use it to access anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did that. And then we have to pick a date for the within 30 days.
Is it within 30 days of our inspection?
Of today.
Of today.
Recess to a date and time not more than 30 days from the hearing to accept the inspection report.
And so we picked the 26th. So.
What's that?
The 14th, is that?
14th of
October.
Oh, you want to go that far out?
We've got it could be the 30th or the 7th or the 14th. If we're looking at Tuesday.
I like Tuesdays because I'm here already.
Me too.
And she's here.
Yeah. Well, if we have to write.
We have a lot of stuff. I might push it, Dave.
Yeah.
7th or the 14th?
I'm doing a little abatement on the 6th. 7th is on okay.
Want to play on the 7th?
Yeah. Sure.
At 9 a.m. 9 a.m. reassess. Reconvene. I'm not sure. Reconvene.
And do I need to be there?
Do
you have any questions?
If you want, yeah. Invite final comments from the appellant and invite final comments from the witness.
What date is that?
I mean, you don't have to be, but
October 7th at 9 a.m.
Okay, I just made an appointment for the 9th.
Bring up your
and traditionally that gets switched to the 7th. I don't know what. Every time I make an appointment, like my doctors, I zero in on that day. Oh, do you not? Nope, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, I think then.
Okay, so we don't close this. It's left open, I guess.
We adjourn, but to the date of October 7th at 9 a.m. So the meeting continues.
What's that word? Is it adjourn?
I think it said, I was trying to, we reconvene.
I say close the hearing.
The hearing isn't closed.
Right.
We can adjourn. We can adjourn.
Recess.
Recess. That's what I was looking for.
Recess this meeting until.
Okay. Yeah. And do we need a motion for that, or we just say we're recessing?
I think we probably should do a motion, shouldn't we?
Yeah, probably have a motion.
We'll make a motion to recess the meeting. Yeah. And do we say and reconvene on October 7th? Or do we just,
No, 7th.
And recess at 10:55. We can be at 9:00. I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye. Okay, so does that... Yeah, I think we're good. Oh, so I will stop recording.
And also, like, when are we going to go on this property?
October 26th at 10 o'clock.
September 26th.
Sorry, September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Thank you
Thanks
for
to see
being
everyone.
Here, everybody.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Linda. Thank you.
Bye.